glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
I am so glad that you're here. Welcome to the final Thursday in the month of January. Yeah, think about that. It's Thursday, January 25th, 2018. It is Joey Kroll here with you. I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here today. I'm glad we're here together, fellowshipping in the sweet, beautiful name of Jesus. How's your week coming along, friend? In fact, here's the bigger question. How is that New Year's resolution coming out for you? I'm not laughing because I'm not making fun of anyone, but I stopped doing New Year's resolutions a long time ago because by January 2nd, it's all over. So, hey, if you're trying to get to know the Lord better this year, if you're trying to lose some weight, make some better choices and decisions, I pray that God will give you the strength to accomplish that. Amen. Amen. I hope you are blessed and doing well today. Actually, coming up on Sunday, not sure what you have planned, but world-renowned pianist Huntley Brown will be in concert at United Methodist Church of Urbana this Sunday night at 7 p.m. The Singing Men of GNN will be there as well, kind of opening up and singing a couple of songs with Huntley Brown. That's going to be a fun deal right there. It's a love free will offering. But if you really want to enjoy the evening, take advantage of the $10 Artist Circle Reserve seating, which includes a meet and greet with Huntley Brown as well. It's all taking place again this Sunday night at United Methodist Church of Urbana, 304 South Race Street in Urbana, Illinois. If you want to get more details, just give us a call here. If you want to get your tickets, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. 7777. And I know January tends to, just be a tough month. January, February, just the beginning of the new year and so forth. And our friends at Gibson City Bible Church is hosting a grief share support group next Tuesday, the 30th at 6:30 p.m. If you or somebody you know who would benefit from that, just reach out to the church, 217-784-5702. Again, that's 217-784-5702. Again, it's at Gibson City Bible Church next Tuesday night. They're located at 309 North Route 47 in Gibson City. More details on that and other events coming up, including the One Winter Night See You at Home fundraiser coming up next week. All that and more at our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. So lots of exciting and great stuff coming up here in the next few days, weeks, and months. All that and more, again, is at greatnewsradio.org and click on new events. Well, friends, so what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about what you're thinking about? What? You need more coffee, Joey. No, actually, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about our thought life. I'll tell you what, our thought life really does matter. What we dwell on, what we choose to ponder and meditate upon really does matter. Really does. So we're going to be studying God's Word here right after this, here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, here on Great News Radio.
Lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul longs and even faints for you. For here my heart is satisfied. Within your presence I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells. Yeah. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water for my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you. To you. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day.
It's music from the Maranatha Singers, and Better is One Day. Thanks for tuning in today, Joey Kroll, spending some time with you. And, you know, I heard of a man who was on a diet who was trying to lose some weight, but on his way to work, he passed by a donut shop. I mean, whoo, there it goes right there, right? And he got to thinking just how good a donut and a cup of coffee would be. And he said to himself, I will only stop if there is a parking place right in front of the donut shop. He says, I will only stop if there's a parking place right in front. And sure enough, after seven times around the block, there was a parking place right there in the front. And you know, I'll tell you what, Fred, what you think about your thought life matters. What you think about matters. What your heart dwells on really does matter. And all of us, we fight our battles, battle of the bulge, while for others, maybe it's a battle of the wills when you're raising your teenager, and maybe at the battle of the pocketbook. But there is a battle that's more deadly. It's the battle for your mind. Because where your thoughts are, your actions will follow. I mean, what you think about, your feet will get to moving. Where your thoughts are, your actions will follow. So if you have your Bible today, I encourage you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to take a look at verse 3. And today we're going to be talking about our thought life, which is so, so important. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Friend, did you know that there is a war, a battle for your mind? Verse 3 tells us, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh." So there's a war. There's a battle. Not just any battle. It's a spiritual battle, because it tells us, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." It is a battle for your mind, because Satan's desire is to conquer and influence your thought life. I mean, we see this in lust today, don't we? King David in 2 Samuel 11, I think it is, he saw Bathsheba bathing while he was on the rooftop. The Bible says he saw. It didn't say anything about him turning the other way. It didn't say anything about him batting his eyes to something else. He saw, he dwelled, and he let that thought linger to the point where it led him to sin. I was reading something some time ago about Dr. Victor Klein, who was the professor of psychology at the University of Utah several years ago. And he had his own private practice, and over 15 years he had been dealing with people, many of them who've been entangled in pornography. And he says there are four steps to this whole thing of pornography. He says, first of all, they get addicted to the point where he can't look away or walk away. He gets addicted. It gets its hook into you, and the devil somehow gets a claw into your brain. And after the addiction factor, Dr. Klein says there is the escalation factor. That is what he first enjoyed needed to be a little bit more. We'll just say that. And then there's the desensitization factor. There comes a point where he no longer sees things as shocking, bad, or even wrong. He becomes desensitized. And so after the person gets addicted, it escalates, and then he gets desensitized, and then there is action. That person wants to put into practice and begins to act it out. What you and I think about matters. Even when it comes to not just lust, but also worry. A husband asked his wife, "Why are you always worrying about stuff? It doesn't do any good." And she quickly piped up, "Oh, yes, it does. 90% of the things I worry about never happen." "I have to worry," she said. Philippians 4:6, we probably all know this, but says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Friend, if your worry causes you to question God's faithfulness, you got some bad thinking. If your worry causes you to doubt God, you got some bad thinking. If your worry causes you to take the control from God's hands to your own hands, then you got some bad thinking. What you and I think about matters. In fact, verse 6 here of Philippians 4 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God." And so what happens when we do that? Verse 7 tells us, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds." That's verse 7. Here's what verse 8 says. "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things." So while you give God your worry, while you give him your anxiety in prayer, he says, don't forget to think about these things that are true. Don't forget about God's faithfulness. Continue to think about the truth of who Jesus is. Continue to think about the truth of God's word. Continue and remember God's blessings. He says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, and the whole list of his stuff. He says, think about these things. Don't allow your thinking to go into the gutter. What you and I think about really does matter, especially when it comes to pride. Now, there's nothing wrong with being proud of your work. I'll tell you what, I go to sleep at night knowing that I gave a great, good job into my work, into my family, into my home. There's nothing wrong with being proud of your family, proud of your kids when they win a race or whatever it is, but there is a pride that is sinful. It's the type of pride that lifts you up and edges God out. An attitude of independence from God, a spirit of ungratefulness to God, esteeming ourselves better than others, right? And when we get the recognition for a project or a performance that we do at work, at school, wherever it is, we need to internally tell God, "Thank you, Lord." Because one, he deserves it, and two, we need to be reminded that we need him. Because pride tells us, when we allow our thought life to go on, pride will tell you, "Yeah, that's right. I was awesome out there." Pride will tell you, yeah, I'm the best one working on this project. Look at me. Pride will tell you they need to start paying me more money because there is no one else like me around here. Romans 12:3 says, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." God's word tells us that we need to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Thoughts of lust, thoughts of anger, thoughts of fear, thoughts of greed, bitter thoughts, evil thoughts, they are part of every thought that it says here, to bring every thought into captivity. And we need to ask ourselves when we're dwelling on things, are these thoughts scripturally acceptable? Do these thoughts show me as a follower of Christ? Do these thoughts honor the Lord Jesus? Psalm 19:14 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord." Your thought life is important. You may not be able to control every random thought that pops into your head, but you can choose to entertain certain thoughts or not. Your battle can begin or be won in your mind. So as we continue in our week, be sure to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
Lord, I want to see you.
Yeah, Phillips, Craig, and Dean, and open the eyes of my heart. Right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, Joey Kroll with you. You can always drop me a note. I love hearing from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Or you can write to us here at Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. We'd love to hear from you. Well, I'm going to hang up these headphones. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.